The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome, folks. Lovely to see your names. I'm hoping that you are hearing me. And we'll do that the normal routine. So I'll guide us and then offer some reflections. So thank you for the warm welcome. Nice to see the a lot of familiar names. Lovely. Okay. Let's sit. Just breathing in a way that smooths out the energy in your body. We're not trying to make what is painful pleasant. We're just integrating the felt sense of the body with our breathing. So that the awareness fills out your whole body. Breathing into the numbed out or flat zones of the body, maybe the back of the body, maybe certain portions of your body tend to be unnoticed, don't have much access to sensation. Then breathing into the intensity is the kind of hot spots. So that they might be soothed in some way. So the whole constellation of sensations that is the experience of our body is kind of lit up from within by awareness. Dharma practice is about learning. But it's not about a kind of continuation of the autobiography that we've been reiterating to ourselves. It's not the next chapter in that same autobiography. It's a radical relinquishment. And it doesn't mean you can never have your story again. It doesn't mean your past is meaningless or anything of the sort. But we practice surrendering, surrendering such that it doesn't feel like this moment is tacked on to the story we've always been telling. We remind ourselves of our autobiography in so many ways, what I like, what I dislike, what I want and need. Where my life has been, where I want it to go. This meditation sandwiched painfully between past and a future. The headquarters of Matthew orchestrating, choreographing Dharma practice. We surrender all of that. We don't try to drag all of that knowing into this moment. Instead, we get more precise. These thin slices of sensory experience, the body breathing. We surrender the familiar reference points and fall into the present. In any given moment, a million things are right and a million are wrong. But we're so perpetually startled by the way that this ambivalent realm and part of the value and the practice of equanimity is we don't need to sort this out anymore. Just take for granted that there's loveliness and imperfection. And the sense of self, the kind of freezing of our autobiography. It's a little bit like maybe a hologram cast by the spotlights of clinging. Equanimity, it's the practice of non-clinging. We can only keep track of ourselves, who, what we are, when we're trying to leverage this moment. Trying to make this moment about another, making this moment a down payment on something else. So we surrender. Surrender into a sense of futurelessness. This is a different kind of way of learning.